Welcome to the NewsHour. President Trump said today that he delayed American military strikes in northwest Nigeria until Christmas Day to deliver a message to groups he alleges are targeting Christians in that country. Meanwhile, the Nigerian government praised the attacks and said it provided the U.S. with the necessary intelligence. Nick Schifrin is here with the details. Nick?
William, the area that the U.S. bombed in Nigeria is near the border of neighboring Niger, in a part of Western Africa that suffered from cross-border terrorism. Northern Nigeria has suffered from violence for years. And while the president describes this as focused on protecting Christians, the violence in Nigeria and the groups committing it are far more complex.
In the Gulf of Guinea, a Tomahawk missile flies to an area never before struck by the U.S. military, northwest Nigeria, where locals picked up debris as nearby flames kept burning. By day, the grass was scorched, and police cordoned off an impact site. This missile, at least in this remote rural area, apparently killed no one.
There was no loss of life and no loss of property.
A U.S. military official tells PBS NewsHour a ship off Nigeria's coast fired more than a dozen tomahawks at two ISIS training camps. Local security analysts say the missiles hit in at least four locations, all in Nigeria's northwest Sokoto state. The area's been plagued by a group known as Lakruawa that claims affiliation with ISIS Sahel and exploits poor local governance and access to terrorist groups that operate in Niger and Mali. Nigeria declared them a terrorist organization, but locals say they're connected to bandits and criminals who've intimidated local residents, most of whom are Muslim, preaching radicalization, kidnapping hundreds of girls and young boys in an attempt to control and exploit the population.
This is what we've always been hoping for, to work with the Americans.
Today, Nigerian Foreign Minister Yusuf Tugar told Channels TV that Nigeria provided the U.S. intelligence.
It is a joint operation, and it is not targeting any religion.
But last night, President Trump wrote that the targets were, quote, ISIS terrorist scum in northwest Nigeria, who have been targeting and viciously killing primarily innocent Christians at levels not seen for many years and even centuries. And today he told Politico the strike was supposed to take place on Christmas Eve, but he said, nope, let's give a Christmas present.
The government doesn't help the Christians. They're not protecting them. They're not protecting their villages.
Nina Shea directs the Hudson Institute Center of Religious Freedom. She and 30 other advocates, Christian organizations and think tanks, wrote a letter in October to President Trump saying the Nigerian government demonstrably tolerates relentless aggression uniquely against Christian farming families.
Local Christian leaders are telling us that they are trying to cleanse the land of Christians, that they are establishing the land for Islamic rule.
In reality, Nigeria violence is more complex. For years, Islamist terrorists have plagued northern and northeast Nigeria. Best known as Boko Haram, they've targeted the Nigerian military and violently oppose female education. It's bombed mosques. Boko Haram also targeted Christians, as I saw in 2015 in the eastern city of Mubi.
Outside the nearby Church of the Brethren, the damage is everywhere. Inside, high above the podium, the fire set by Boko Haram almost erased the cross from the wall.
When these people landed in Mubi, they will ask you, are you a Christian or a Muslim? When you say you're a Christian, they will shoot you.
But that's the northeast, far from today's target. And then there's the map. Most Nigerian Muslims live in the north. Most Christians live in the south. And in the middle, the two groups overlap, as do tribes, farmers, and herders, who can clash violently. For decades, nomadic herders, almost all of whom are Muslim, have fought farmers, most of whom are Christian, over land disputes and scarce resources. The independent conflict monitor ACLED tells PBS NewsHour last year's data show a rise in Christian fatalities, mostly in central Nigeria. But the vast majority of the incidents were over land disputes, not targeting because of religion.
You can see how all these things are interconnected. So when you try to reduce it to just say, oh, no, it's Muslims killing Christians in Nigeria, you see how you can get it completely wrong.
And for more perspective on the U.S. strike against targets in Nigeria, we turn to former Ambassador Peter Phan. He was U.S. Special Envoy for the Sahel region during the first Trump administration. He's now a distinguished fellow at the Atlantic Council and sits on the boards of a number of companies doing business in Africa. Ambassador, thanks very much. Welcome back.
Good to be with you, Nick.
To the NewsHour. Explain who is being targeted here in the Northwest. This is a group called Lakarawa, connected to terrorists in the Sahel in Western Africa, but also criminals known as bandits in Nigeria.
Well, the group that was referred to in the piece, Nick, Lakarawa, is a good example, almost a classic one, of the cure being worse than the disease. They originated as self-defense groups in an area where the Nigerian government and some of the neighboring countries were unable to provide protection for local communities. So they set up their own self-defense groups. Unfortunately, over the years, these groups, their ambitions grew. And in the case of Lakarawa, in Sokoto State and some of the neighboring states, as well as in Mali and Niger, they've grown to establish dominion over areas of territory where the government is, quite frankly, its writ doesn't run and is excluded. And they've been increasingly imposing upon the people they were started to protect a harsh vision of Islam and a hardline vision, and increasingly kidnapping young people to fill up their ranks. So they've become, in effect, the disease they were there to fight.
And I don't want to conflate these groups. The analysts I speak to says it's not Lakarawa, it's not these bandits in the Northwest who are traditionally killing Christians. We see that more in the Northeast and the central area of Nigeria.
That's very much where the conflicts between farmer herders, between Muslims, or those motivated or agitated by extremist interpretations of Islam, and Christians have occurred. So I'm not privy to, I'm a former government official, I'm not privy to any current intelligence on this, so I can't speak to why the targeting occurred in Sokoto. It's a mystery to me. There are a couple other places I would have picked to hit extremists in Nigeria.
So let's drill into that. What impact, if any, could this have, this strike in northwest Nigeria, on violence against Christians?
As far as I'm aware of, a very limited impact. What it does do is send a signal that the U.S. is willing to act in this area. But, you know, what concerns me is the fact that all the reporting I've seen on this has emphasized, including Nigerian Foreign Minister Tugar's statements, this was coordinated with the Nigerian government. And I agree with my friend Nina Shea, part of the problem here is actually not all parts of the Nigerian government, but certain parts of the Nigerian government are suspect.
Well, we've also seen inability by the Nigerian government, as you were referencing before, to govern some of these spaces, whether the Northwest, the Northeast, or some of these farmer herder conflicts in the Central Plains. I mean, how much of this is about, how much of the root causes is about the government not being able to have governance in these areas?
Yeah, you know, it's a matter of, you know, where does something start and where does something end? There's certainly an incapacity or lack of capacity, but there's also a lack of political will to put the resources necessary to that. And in some cases, one has to be brutally honest here, there's also certain politicians in Nigeria have their own agendas and their own political alliances with extremists. And you sort of get a mixture of all that. It's a very complex situation that doesn't lend itself to easy solutions.
Absolutely. And so in that sense, is there anything the United States can do right now, whether with the military or not, that could actually help protect Nigerian Christians, could get at this lack of governance?
Well, first, I think calling attention to it is very, very important. Calling it out has forced the Nigerian government to take stock of what it is and is not doing. So that in itself is effective. Secondly, I would say that important also in this is also to be is operational security. Again, I'm not privy to current planning, but I certainly, if I were still in the army, would be very, very hesitant at sharing and coordinating. If what the Nigerians are claiming was happening with this coordination, I'd be very suspect about that.
And the Nigerian government, as we heard the foreign minister say, this violence is not about any particular religion. And in fact, the majority of victims of violence in Nigeria are Muslim. But we heard President Trump say this is about protecting Christians. So in the time we have left, about 30 seconds, do we know anything about why those two narratives are so different right now?
I think a lot of it has to do with, it's a matter of perspective. Both Muslims and Christians are suffering because of this violence. And where the political will in this in Nigeria is the real question. Is there a political will to address the challenges to both communities, and is there a double agenda on the part of certain people?
Well, but again, on the political will, it seems like so far in the past, at least, the Nigerian government has struggled with that political will.
Very much so, both in will and in resources.
Ambassador Peter Pham, thank you very much.
Thank you.